Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and germs. Welcome to the greatest show on earth. That's right, with all due respect. And I am Rick Wright. I am on the East Coast, and I am joined, I can't say as always, because sometimes we do the show separately, but most of the time on the left coast or the west coast in California, my brother from another mother, Jim Ellis. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, was that a dig at the left coast, like the liberal coast, bunch of whiny snowflakes? Was that?
No,
have you heard that?
It wasn't.
No,
but,
I'm just,
know what? Now it makes sense.
That's what I think they say it. I think that's what they say. The left coast, like, you know, lefties, liberals, and Hollywood, and all those freaks.
So just so you know.
I want to join. Yes.
Yeah, just so you know. Actually, no, because they call our coast the right coast. It's the right and the left. So I guess everybody assumes that you're looking at the earth, you know, when you're looking at the earth.
Right.
Straight on at the United States, it's a left and right. So I don't think it has any. But now
I
this day and age, forget about it. You know, someone will just say that's what it is.
That's what I heard.
You know?
Well, maybe I made that up in my head, but maybe some commentary said that. But
you made
anywho,
that?
Yeah. Left and right. But anyway,
so
up, life's
man?
Good.
What's going on? You good?
Life is really good. Had a meeting with the La Mesa Police Department yesterday about creating a documentary we talked about in the past about, you know, PTSD on the force and how they have to deal with probably the most traumatic experiences you have to deal with as a human, you know, holding dead babies and seeing car crashes and people's body parts. I mean, they have to go through all that, and then they have to go home to their families and say, "Hi, kids, I'm totally okay." So I'm looking to do a documentary on that. So I had a great meeting with the board of the Police Officers Association. I don't know. Things are popping. I'm doing healing work now again. So I don't know. Things are starting to pop. It feels good.
Good. Yeah, I saw some of that. You're doing some breath work stuff. That was like, I thought that was pretty cool. And I definitely think that that's something you should really keep on.
Yeah, if we could Skype you in, man, that would be great.
Yeah,
Skype
absolutely.
You in a group session. But anyway, yeah. How about you? What's going on?
What's going on, man? Things are good. You know, I got a couple of projects that I've been, you know, been going on forever in my business, and they're coming to a completion, which is a good thing in my real estate realm. And healthy, you know, good. Family's good. Wife's good. Relationship's good. So everything's good. The only thing that is like not good is like, what the fuck is going on with this planet and these people and this world?
I know. I think all the underbelly bullshit is, it's always been there. I mean, it's always been there. You know, everyone's shit is always there. It's very few, very rare where people are willing to look at it and much less look at it, deal with it, heal it and all that. So you get a small percentage of people that are willing to deal with shit. But now I think what's happening is there's like this awakening. It's like, okay, time to shake this thing up and have people do really look at what's going on. I guess that happens in phases, but it's happening big time now. All this division and Harvey Weinstein and you know, his shenanigans coming out, which have always been happening, but now they're coming to the forefront.
Yeah,
it's a crazy world.
That's a whole other show, by the way.
That's a whole other show, yeah. The Boy Scouts, that's a whole other show, maybe next week.
Boy Scouts, yeah, to next week. Yeah, well, we should definitely hit the Boy Scouts. You know what? Because I actually have a couple of men, because they're on my team, who sort of have a difference of opinions. It'd be good to have them. It'd be a great show to have them, hear them mix it up a little bit. It'd be pretty cool.
Well, that's why they're talking about having girls in the Boy Scouts, which I heard like years ago they've talked about it. I didn't know if it had happened yet. So now it's come up again. And it reminds me of the time when I made a spoof on an April Fool's edition of our MDI magazine, saying, "All right, you know, here's the news. They're going to allow women into the men's divisions." You know, it's a big joke. You know, and some men responded like, "What the fuck? What?" But of course, it was a joke, right? April Fool's joke.
Yep.
It's just odd. More and more, it just seems to lines are blurring, and we're not kind of losing a bit of some boundaries there. So we'll
Absolutely.
See what happens. But today's show on The Greatest Show on Earth is it talks about the national anthem. I mean, should we start with the national anthem and see who kneels and who doesn't? I mean, I don't know if we should. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, are you kneeling right now, fucker?
Instincts? No. I stood right up. I couldn't get my ass off the seat fast enough.
Okay. That was just a test.
That was a
test for all of us. So
can I sit?
Yeah, you can sit down now. We'll take that up again. But, yeah, that was a test for all of our listeners. I mean, did you instantly think of showing some respect to the flag and the republic for which it stands, by the way? Or did you say, fuck this shit, I'm taking a knee for the power? Anyway.
Yeah.
So, really, you stood up? I mean, you stood up?
Yeah, I stood up, man. I heard it. I stood. And here's the thing. It might be fucked up that you turned it off after you started it.
Yeah, now I'm thinking we got to play it.
we're going to get some mail for that.
We're going to start a whole new trend. That's it. Start the song and then stop it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How cool would that be is if they do that in the stadium. They stop it, and then all those knuckleheads stand up, and then they start it again, and then they have to go back down. It's like, it's crazy, you know?
How about we do this? We make sure to have time at the end. I'll play the rest of it. Does that work?
Which we never have time at the end, by the way. But
well, we're going to end on it. We're going to end on it.
Okay.
So we give time, people.
Cool.
People give them time to, you know, take off their hats and all everything. So what is your? We'll bring Willie on in just a second. But what is and any other callers that want to call in and put in their ideas? But of course, everyone knows the story right now. Basically, national anthem for years is the beginning of sporting events. I guess Mr. Kaepernick on the 49ers chose to kneel. Was that 2 years ago? Jesus, I don't know. Three? Maybe 2 years ago. Started to take a knee. Well, maybe it's a year ago. I don't even know when it was, but he took a knee, and the reason he did it, and it wasn't made public for a while. Like, I think he did it a couple weeks in a row, and the media didn't know when he made any mention, but then the media picked up on it and asked him why, and he was saying it was because he wants to, you know, basically for the taking a stand, well, taking a stand, you know, fighting for the rights of all the races, that it's equal rights for all the races, and that's what he's, you know, basically taking a stand for by not standing during the national anthem. So we made it political, not about the flag or about the people who fight for freedom and the military. That's not what it's about for him. It's about racial equality. So that's now it's just been blown up by Trump and everybody. So what's your take in the people you know?
The circles I run in, everybody's, you know, the circles I run in, nobody's watching. They're not. And here's the deal, right?
Really?
I'm not saying like I run in with like, you know, these high end, you know, I run in with good, solid men, very successful. And they are not only not watching, they're putting their money where their mouth is. They're boycotting advertisers. They're canceling their subscriptions. They're making it known. They're voicing their opinions that, you know, this is just absolutely unacceptable. And I love it. You know, I think it's great. It's, you know, I think it's just, you know, my personal stance is that it stands for something bigger than, and you know, than who we are as individuals and for this country. And I'm not, I would die for them to be able to speak their minds and do whatever they want in their First Amendment right. What they're doing as far as football players, I think is absolutely unacceptable. It comes off really bad for them. It comes off, you know, listen, that's my opinion. And it, I think it, you know, the NFL's in this quagmire where they're really, you know, they're up Schitt's Creek. You know, they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. I saw something come out this week with Goodell, and again, I don't even know if it was a legitimate memo. Like, who the fuck knows anymore with these, with the way these things are reported. And, you know, and then, so the thing is that, you know, it's going to be, you know, one, I heard one player said he'll quit. You know, I love to see the first guy who's going to walk off the field from a multi-million dollar contract and go into whatever they think they're going to go into. You know, but I think it's also a shitty situation when you, you know, when you have to, now you're putting in these, there are rules, but there was a rule already there. Now you're enforcing these rules, you know, and then, you know, now the lefties are going to get all up in arms, you know, and bent out of shape. So it's a tough situation. I that's where I stand. Where do you stand on the whole thing? What's your, give me your vibe. Give me a little in-depth detail on what you're up, what you think.
Yeah, well, my vibe is always Constitution, like number one, amendment rights and all that, because I'm fighting for the people, and the people are the Constitution, because I see what happens with, you know, bullshit government, and anybody with leverage is going to, like, you know, try to fuck people over if they can. Now, here's the thing. There's something called peaceful protest. Okay, this is a vantage point. I don't think I've heard many people talk about this, and maybe it sounds screwy or whatever, but I don't care. There's something called peaceful protest. So, for example, there's people out there that have decided to protest by standing on the highways and the freeways, and they stop traffic to make a point. And the reason they do that is so they can get media attention. You know, so the media whores are like, oh, how can we get attention? I know, we're going to screw over a whole bunch of people trying to get to work, maybe trying to get to hospitals, maybe trying to get their kids to school. I mean, my God, it is so blatantly wrong when people make a protest and it's not peaceful. So here you go. Let's check it out. Oh, I'm a quarterback. I want to make a protest. I want to make a stance on something that's super important to me. I know. Now, I don't know if Kaepernick, that was his intention or not, because he was doing it without any fanfare for the first, you know, 2 weeks. But here's the thing. If you do take a protest and it actually crosses over into an area where it does affect others in the way that they're holding something, I believe the honorable thing to do would be say, you know what? I didn't know that, maybe I wasn't aware that you held that, what I'm, you know, protesting against. I didn't know you held it that way, about the military, about the country, about freedom. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to respect all of us enough to know that I can do this another way. Instead of dividing all this shit, I'm just going to do it another way. So, again, probably not the most popular idea. Maybe I haven't heard it out there, but I just think that's the honorable thing to do. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna find another way. Wow, that would be pretty I'd be impressed with anyone who did it that way rather than, for me, being a little bitch and saying, no, I'm going to do it this way. I don't care who it impacts or who, you know. Anyway.
That's the thing. It's like, it's different. It's like, there is this little gray area. It's like, you're talking about honor. You know, if you're an individual and you want to get behind, you know, a cause, great. You know, and listen, athletes have been doing this for years in a positive way. They're charity, you know, they do charity events. They're, you know, you deal with, you know, the Kings, the NHL team, hockey team.
Yeah.
You know, and all the things that they do for kids and all like these different things, that's great. You know, and even if you have a cause and maybe it's not, maybe it's for you, it's a cause and it's not like getting the benefit or a charity or something like that. Great. Go do it. Go stand on the line. Go, you know, start a blog, talk show, you know, Twitter, whatever. Blow up all your stuff on how you feel, you know, and your position on things. I don't think anybody would get upset about that. You know, there'd probably be some division on it, but nothing, not with like what's going on now, man. This has gone to a point where, you know, I'm a person who watches the NFL, you know, from Sunday 1 o'clock Monday night, and then Thursdays, you know, if the game wasn't too shitty. So you know, again, it's like I get it. So why don't we do this? I'm looking, man. You believe it's almost quarter after the hour.
Right.
Why don't we bring on our guest? I have a guest who's trying to get in also. So maybe we can take our guest, take a little bit from him, and then I'll have my guy call in. because I think we have a,
all right, so,
our phone banks are lit up.
All three of them. Yeah, so let me ring in. I think there's Willie Holt. Willie Holt in San Diego. He's on the men's division. How you doing there, Willie?
Hey, Jim and Rick. How's it going?
It's going good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I like your topic.
Yeah, so what we have a very limited amount of time. So you want to just jump in and what your take is as I know you're a big sports fan and all that. So what's your take here?
Well, I won't be able to speak as elegantly as Jim does, but you know, I know there's a lot of injustices in the United States. And I think these guys' time could be better spent taking some action of some sort to help these things. But to do that during the national anthem, you know, it really pisses me off. I just got a quick story that'll give you my context about that. I was at a Padre game with my men's team, San Diego Padre game. We were out in the grassy area, out in the outfield, and the national anthem started playing. Well, these two guys, one guy remains sitting on the grass looking at his cell phone. The other guy did not take his hat off and continue to look at his cell phone through the whole national anthem. Well, my men's team had to drag me away from those two guys before I got my ass kicked. I was in their face, you know, about disrespecting the men that are out there losing their lives and the families and all that stuff. I mean, these guys could have whipped out a knife and stabbed me, but I wasn't going to stand there and watch that bullshit. So, my men's team had to drag me away before I got hurt.
Wow.
And anytime I see somebody around me in the stadium that doesn't have their ball cap off, you know, I'll say something like, lids off. You know, maybe they just slipped their mind momentarily, and that's usually the case, and they, oh, yeah, shit, and take it off. But I'm not going to stand by and watch that. So...
Are you a vet, or do you have people in your family that have served? Like, you sound very passionate about it.
I'm not a vet, and I feel very fortunate that I never had to go to war. I just missed Vietnam. I just, you know, appreciate these guys' sacrifices. My son-in-law was in Iraq twice. That's my only family member that's been in the service. I had that long before he was involved. You know, these men do a lot for us, and they deserve respect. You know, I will go up to a veteran, an older man I see out in the community, and I generally will shake his hand and say, thank you for your service. Yeah. You know, because I'm able to do the things I'm able to do today, be on a men's team, go to sporting events, and I'm not speaking German or Japanese because of these guys.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's bigger picture going on here. So since it does include, you know, standing for the flag, you know, and the republic for which it stands, you know, it's a bigger picture here, and you're embracing that. What do you think of, you know, the idea that these people are taking a knee for racial injustice? I mean, what is your take on that specific part of it?
Well, okay, I believe there's racial injustice in this country. You know, there's no doubt about it. But I think they could accomplish helping that in doing something more positive. You know, going out in the community and finding something to get involved in. I mean, I don't know what taking a knee, how that's going to help. Obviously, it hasn't helped anything except make it worse. It's divided us even more. You know, you got people arguing about it now, and so it hasn't helped the situation at all.
Excellent. Listen, Willie, Willie, I appreciate your feedback. Jimmy, can we bring in thank you, sir, and I appreciate your passion
about
it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. And then, so Jimmy, I got one of my guests on the line. You want to pull him in there?
Yeah. What's the name for?
His name is Chris. Guest?
Here comes Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing there?
Hi, you hear me?
Yes, we do.
It's Chris. Do you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah,
I'm going to be. Do you hear me?
How are you?
Yeah, can hear you. Yeah, can
I'm,
you hear us?
I'm well. Listen, I hear you loud and clear, fellas. It's good to hear
Wait,
you.
You sound like
I like
you sound
topic.
Like a you sound like an East Coast gent. Are you on the East Coast and you on Rick's men's team, or what's the connection with Rick?
I'm a native New Yorker and I'm a McGregor.
That's what we say when we say McGregor.
Aye, laddie.
Yeah. and a strong team it is.
Yes.
So you've been listening to the show for a little bit now, about 4 minutes. What you know the topic. What is your take when the national anthem starts and you see what's going on? What is your take?
Well, you know, I think I might want to attack this from a different angle. So, I'll leave this short and sweet. I did something in my life that allows people to protest. Okay, I'm a vet, so I respect protest. The issue I really have with this protest is twofold. Folks really don't understand what they're talking about when they say it's a First Amendment rights issue. That drives me up the wall, because it's not a First Amendment rights issue. There's a clause in the First Amendment called the Commercial Clause that does not allow you to disparage or say anything negative about any corporation that you're involved with. So the NFL could have put a stop to this very quickly, because players' employment should be predicated on preserving the image of the league, and they're not doing that right now. It's kind of obvious that it's hurting the league's image. So I have a different take on it. I'm not ready to stab anybody who protests the flag, but I do think that what drives me crazy is the lack of knowledge that this is not a First Amendment rights issue, number one. And number two, it's an ineffective protest. So, you know, these players are really garnering publicity for themselves and nothing more. Really what they should be doing is being out in their communities and being in their communities instilling masculine values to the men in their communities so that they can rise up above economic and social injustice. And I didn't use the word racism, but they're interchangeable. The other issue here is this is a media issue, okay? What the media does in this country is they try to institutionalize racism. So they stereotype and say all whites are racist, or they say all African-American are racist. When I'm sitting across a table from somebody, racism for me is individual. Either you're a racist or you're not. I stood beside people and all I cared about was the green uniform they were wearing. So, you know, that drives me up the wall. So really it's an ineffective protest. It's destroying an American institution, the flag, and a sports league, and it's accomplishing absolutely nothing. You know, and that's my take on it. I respect people's right peacefully protest. I'm not looking to stab somebody or beat somebody who doesn't want to salute the flag. And I don't think it's disrespectful to me. I really don't. I don't take it that way, because I believe in their right to protest. My other issue is I have a right to protest. So if I don't want to turn on the NFL, if I don't want to buy a ticket, or if I don't want to buy a product that's is an NFL sponsor, then no one should be screaming in my face that I'm a racist. And that's where we are right now. That's where we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I wanted to bring in, Rick, unless you have a question. I want to bring in this question before we run out of time, because it was part of the whole theme of the show has to do with what would an MDI men's team do in this situation? And because what you're think about this, all these NFL teams, they've had to go in their locker room. They've had to have this discussion about how are we going to address this situation. So we're on men's teams, and I'll bring Willie back on in case he wants to say something. But what would your men's team, you know, the team you've always wanted to be on, your powerful team, how would they respond to this situation. So if anyone wants to jump in.
I'll jump in on that. I really believe that the McGregors would have an open discussion about this, and then we would come to a decision as a team, and we would stand united as a team. Or we wouldn't be a team anymore.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and again, yeah, and I just want to piggyback on that too. You know, we have men on my team that don't always see eye to eye, but the way that it's handled and addressed in our circle is really, you know, is a good example of how things should be handled everywhere. So, thank you for that.
Yeah, this is just Willie.
Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, I believe. My Zen Warriors team, we would like we do everything. You know, like you said, everybody's not going to see eye to eye, but we would decide as what's best for our team, and we would stand arm in arm in that. And I believe that's the way it would get handled. I agree with the other caller on that. Whatever's best for the team, just like the other caller. So what if we could do that for all of society? What's best for society? You know, the big, live at a higher level. You know, not what's best for me and my team, what's best for this community. You know,
right.
Just get up that world sucks chart a little bit. And I think that's where these players could do that as well. You know, I think they're at the bottom
Absolutely.
Of that sucks chart right down there on their fucking knee
right.
like the other thing, going out there in that community and teaching these kids how to fight this. You know, it does exist, and it's fucked up. I'm as white as they come. And I don't get any prejudices, but I see it all the time, and it isn't right. I agree.
Yeah. What cool. I would hope. Thanks, Willie. My team fitness in San Diego, I believe we would like have we would say, okay, here's a great opportunity to see what's dividing us, and then we'll go deeper. Like, yeah, there's going higher up the world sucks chart, you know, higher up into team level, organization, humanity level. And there's also going deeper into the individual, like, well, what's going on with you? What's really going on? And find out, like, what the depth of truth is on that. And then I would hope my team would not react to any of this shit. Like, even reacting in a certain way is a reaction to everything there. So what I would do is let's just do what we normally do. You know, we don't need to be arm in arm. We don't need to do a display of anything. We just do what we did before. You know what I mean? Like, not even show that reactive nature and just be still and steady of who we've always been and just continue that and don't even be part of the circus. So,
yeah.
I get that.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. So listen, so thank you, Chris. Thank you, Willie. Thank you. We're going to pop off.
Thank
we
you.
We literally have 2 minutes left. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Cool.
Yeah, so another fastest 30 minutes in Hollywood or the nation or the world. What did we learn?
We learned that it's good to have good men around us. That's
so
what I was going to listen. I love my men's team. Maybe that's not the popular thing to say, because when you go there, you're supposed to, you know, dig into some shit and really get into it and grow and stuff like that. But I feel like my men's team, you know, we're shoulder to shoulder and we, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, but we have each other's back. So I really appreciate that.
So we're going to end this show, but we'll remind the audience that to share it with others. The way to share it, I think the easiest way is go to Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, most of people do, and go to With All Dude Respect, With All Dude Respect, and share it there so more people can find us. And what do you think? End on the anthem?
Yeah. Hang on, I'm standing. Go ahead. Let's end on the anthem.
All right, we got a minute and 40 of this. Here we go. Thank you, all of us. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next Friday.